We've been talking about wheat diseases quite a bit lately, and we're going to spend just a few more minutes discussing the final fungicide applications for stripe rust. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. I deliver unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. With fungicide applications on wheat, it's important to be aware of the harvest interval on the fungicide product that you are using. Harvest intervals for different fungicides can vary from 30 to 45 days prior to harvest, or can be growth stage dependent, ranging from fully headed to a watery ripe berry. Some of the fungicides have a harvest interval of Fekes 10.5. This means you cannot apply the fungicide after the wheat is fully headed. Examples of products with this harvest restriction include Headline, Tilt, and Quilt Excel. Other products have a 30-day pre-harvest interval. This means you cannot harvest the field that the product was sprayed on until 30 days after the application. Examples of these products include Presaro, Folicure, and many of the generic tribuconazole products. In general, the window for fungicide applications is basically closed. A great deal of our wheat is flowering. There's just a little bit of wheat around with heads that just emerged this weekend. That wheat likely has a few more days for a fungicide application. However, for the vast majority of the wheat, we're done applying fungicides. And that's really okay, because we're moving pretty quickly through the growth and development of the wheat kernels. Quite a bit of wheat around is flowering, and from the flowering stage to physiological maturity, it's roughly 30 days of growth and development. Now, this can change with the weather. Cooler, damp weather will stretch out that 30 days to maybe 33 or even 35 days to physiological maturity. Hot, dry weather can shorten that 30 days to 27 or 28 days. Now, that 30 days is to physiological maturity, but not necessarily when you pull that combine in the field. At physiological maturity, the wheat will be around 30% moisture. That moisture can also drop quickly depending on the weather. In addition, during this time, our temperatures will continue to warm up. Stripe rust really does not prefer warm temperatures. It likes the cool, damp weather that we had this last week. Stripe rust will begin to shut down when the nighttime temperatures get above 60 degrees. However, leaf rust tends to like the warmer temperatures. We haven't discussed leaf rust a great deal, and while I've been able to find it in singular pustules in the field, it's not very frequent. So finally, I just want to close by saying that our window for fungicide applications for most of the wheat of the area is pretty close to being closed. This is true for fungicides with harvest restrictions of fully headed wheat, or for the fungicides with a 30-day pre-harvest interval. Now, there's a few fields around that are a little behind in their growth and development, but be sure to check your fields and know their growth stages. If you have any questions on this, please give me a call at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, Sharon Springs, or St. Francis, or you can get a hold of me on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. In addition, I have posted the K-State publication with fungicide efficacies on my website. That publication contains harvest intervals for many of our fungicides. That website address is www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. You can also see what I'm finding in the field by following me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy.